They used to travel here and there. We see.
Morning, Germany, first day, July 8th.
Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, he went everywhere he went. Without calling, without invitation. And myself also traveling the whole world without any invitation and going here, there. Why? Harinamamit Prabhu. Harinamananda Prabhu. So we speak something.
Hare Krishna.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वैराकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमो गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नामचरणं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडोत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमारात्मतम गुरु पाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज दो अवर गुरुदेव gave sannyas to Abhay Charanarvinda Prabhu, that is Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And by the mercy of his Siksha Guru, Sannyas Guru and his Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came in whole world, and in couple of years, wonderful, he established so many preaching centers everywhere in the world, even in the top of mountains, in the midst of ocean, forests. There was no country left where he did not preach. And he established so many temples and also he wrote so many books, translated authority books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and so many. And he gave it to the whole world. That is why we see so many devotees everywhere. So, only by his mercy, I served him something and he pleased to me, and by his mercy I am everywhere going traveling and all are listening very carefully to me. So I came first time to visit the holy places where he went, and I saw everywhere his glory, everywhere. So, at the last time he has told me, requested me, that I have collected so many devotees from the whole world, but I could not train them well. So please help them. I told, yes, I accept your order. I will try my best. And he also at that time told me that give my samadhi with your hand. There were Tamal, Krishna, Brahmananda, and so many other disciples. And also the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Pujyapada Ban Maharaj and others, but especially he told to me, and I did. And to carry out his order, I am coming everywhere. He has traveled whole world 20 times, and myself 24 or 26 times, and maybe more. You know that we are all eternal servant, maid servant of Krishna. But unfortunately, we have forgotten him. And Maya has covered our knowledge. And our transcendental swarup. So, we are here in this world. We are refugees from transcendental world, Golok Vrindavan. And in this world you are thinking, oh, we are very happy. Like a mad person or any person who is taking so much whiskey, and thinks, oh, I am monarch of all. But really he is mad. There is no sense to think all these things in right way. Oh, we same thing. You should know that we are not this body, but we are thinking that this body is mine. But really no. We are separate. Quite separate from this. What this body is? Body is a bag of urine, blood, stool, so many things. And Krishna has covered it with a very fine, beautiful covering, skin, beautiful eyes, beautiful nose, everything. But inside, full of urine, blood, stool, so many things. If whole scientists and doctors will try, but they cannot check all the age. They have made aeroplane, oh, very moving, very fast. They have done marvelous scientists, so many wonderful inventions. We can see from here, oh, where world's gain is going on here, there. What president of America is telling, we will see at once. But they could not invent what is Atma, what is soul and what is Paramatma. They are going to Chandralok, Moonlok, but not here. Who am I? They cannot stop, oh, old age. They can demolish whole world by atom bomb, nitrogen bomb, they can do. But they cannot give life. What is life? So, we are, our soul is transcendental. Like Vibhinna Ansa of Supreme Lord.
Part and parcel of God.
Part and parcel of Supreme Lord. And we have forgotten him and we are here. But this is not our property here. One day, possibly we will have to give up this place. Surely. And you cannot take a farthing from here, anything. You cannot take your son, daughter, husband, wife, anyone from here. Realize it. It is true fact. Your money, what you are collecting, will not go any further. But if you will chant Supreme Lord, you should realize that who am I and who is Supreme Lord and what is the relation between them. Then you can be happy, otherwise not. Money cannot give you happiness. Your father, mother, children cannot give you happiness. Nothing. So, the sadhu travel everywhere. When Gargacharya went to Nanda Gokul, in the house of Nanda Baba, at that time Krishna was taken birth, but no namkaran samskar, name has been given. At that time Nanda Baba told, oh, you are very kind, you have no business to come here for yourself, but only we person very poor and have no knowledge, I will always sinking in the grihastha ashram. Grihastha ashram?
Household life.
Attached so much. And knowing that I am this body. And related to bodies, everything is mine. Always unhappy. Suffering. We cannot go to sadhu, but you sadhu, the bhakts of Krishna, go mercifully to their house to tell all these facts that you are not body. You are eternal servant of Krishna, male servant of eternal Krishna. So don't waste your time. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bhavshambhuvan. Oh, this human form, in this only we can realize these things. Any animal cannot realize. Any demigods, they cannot. Only we human in this world, we can realize this fact. We can do sadhu sangha and we can hear from them. So sadhu, really, Vaishnav, have no their own business. Swamiji did not come for money. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never told any his disciples to go western countries and make money. Never. I have not come for money. Money may pursue me. Behind me, running. But I'm not running behind me. Any sadhu does not. And if anything comes, oh, at once, without delay, in a second, oh, make temple, make here, print books and devote, distribute all these things. Never one paisa for them, for me. So, the sangha of sadhu, sadhu sangha, very rare in this world. Some person not qualified, himself attached with money and omen, preaching, but what they can preach? I'm very happy that here more than 700 About 800 devotees are here to hear all these things. And you will certainly be inspired. Certainly. We will think what I am telling. You must do. So, we must try to hear all these very attentively. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, as Prabhu has told. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. Lo Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Krishna told to Uddhav, my dear Uddhav, you know that so many monkeys, so many deer, so many Daitya Danav, demons, so many birds, all were liberated by the Sangha of Sadhus. You know Prahlad? He was like the son of demons. Oh, by the mercy of Narada, very soon he was liberated and became happy. You know, Narada, in his boyhood, when he was a four Kumar, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, with so many rishis, came to his village and began to do Chaturmasya and daily Harikatha like here, in morning, in evening, in midday, all time Harikatha, Harikatha. So there that was. And that boy, with great attention and strong faith, he used to hear all their Harikatha. And one day he took remnant of them from their lips.
Leaflet.
And he was attached to them. They became happy. And at the time of going, they gave him mantra. And then, after that, he went to forest and he became liberated, you know. You know, that Vritrasu also, how he became? By only the association of Angira Rishi and Narada. In first birth he was Chitraketu Maharaj, very attached to worldly affairs. But by their instructions, oh, he became liberated. And in Vritrasura he told, oh Prabhu, if you are happy to me, please give me this bone. Uttam Sroka Janesu Sakyam Sansar Chakre Bhramate Nijakarmabhi Tan Maya Atmaj Atmaj Dar Gehesu Nanath Asakta Bhuya. Oh Prabhu, if you are happy to please to me, give this bone. That any fair ivy should go in any pieces of life. By your mercy, I should have, oh, Sadhu Sangha. I don't want the persons who are always immersed in householder works, attached to their body and all these things. Please give me. You know, that Valmiki, by the association of Narada Rishi, Dhruva, Prahlad, so many, by Narada Rishi, they were liberated. They went to Goloka Vrindavan. Even deers of Vrindavan, Pulindi, Pulindi, you know,
Aboriginal God
of Govardhan. Only by the association of gopis, they were liberated. The birds, mayur means
peacock
of Vrindavan. Oh, only by the association of gopis, they liberated. some gopis who were from Rishichari and other. They were not still pure to go in the rasa of Krishna by the association of Nitya Siddha Gopi. They were liberated. We also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, Jagaiya and Madai, drunkard. And by the association, by only drishti, vision of Nityananda Prabhu Haridas, oh, they were liberated at that time. We see a prostitute, very beautiful. She wanted to disturb Haridas Thakur. But only in 3 nights hearing Hare Krishna, and she became sadhu. And then all sadhus, mahanta, used to come to her to see, oh, how this Mahatma, this lady. Also, you know, by the Sangha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he in India, everywhere gone, all became Vaishnavas. Also, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we see that Gop Kumar, in the last, his Guru Swarup, he told all these things. He heard everything, the sweet pastimes of Krishna, but not realizing. And then Swarup, what did? Oh, Mangalam Bhavati. At once in a second he saw, oh, he's flying very, very swiftly. And he went to Goloka Vrindavan and he made Krishna like a Sakha by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. So, anyhow, you are in the association. Oh, so many sadhu Vaishnava are here. They will speak something. You should hear all these things and be happy and practice. Like in Manasiksha, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami has written. Oh? Guru Goste Gosthala Yesu Swamantre Sri Namni Braj Duva Danda Sarani. Do positively daily what Guru has given you mantra, Guru mantra. What He has given Harinam daily, they can save you and they can take you to transcendental world in the service of Krishna and Radha. Daily. And follow Upadesha Amritam and thus be happy. I think you have managed that so many sannyasis are here, so many speakers are here. You should engage them. Time to time they should come and speak Hari Katha and all should hear. I think that more than 700, about 800 devotees are here. It may be something, any problem it may be, but nothing it is. You have come to hear Hari Katha, you should hear. If something lacking in prasadam or lodging or anything, you should neglect them. They are trying for to manage everything very well. I saw, oh, I became very happy and wondered, oh, how beautiful management they are doing. How beautiful this kitchen room and everything, and very expert cookers cook are there, and everything you will have, prasadam, and come here and hear Hari Katha. Go, Prabhupada!